B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
First, so we'll start with a Florida woman. She's behind bars after deputies said she threatened an employee and danced naked outside a Pensacola Waffle House.
Waffles do that to me, too.
An employee told Freedom Rider Zobrist to leave the restaurant Monday because she had been causing trouble.
Can I'm a waffle queen.
Zobrist fled but returned later saying that she wanted to get a gun and then shoot the employee and everyone inside.
She was upset, Preston, because she couldn't get butter into each little square.
Oh, is that what it was? We know people who have issues with that. The employee told deputies that Zobrist then took off her pants, danced naked in the restaurant parking lot, and tried to grab his genitals.
This is my vagina. Enjoy your breakfast.
The employee said that Zobrist also licked his face.
Wow.
And poked his chest.
All right.
She was arrested on charges of indecent exposure, simple assault, battery, and disturbing the peace.
And she missed the PTA meeting.
In India, a man was killed by lions after scaling a 20-foot barrier at a zoo and then jumping inside the lion enclosure. I don't know. People do this from time to time, man.
Well, you can't blame the zoo. There was a 20-foot enclosure.
Yeah, the incident happened at the Kitbir Zoo. Authorities saw the man climbing the barrier and tried to talk him into coming down, but he jumped inside the enclosure. One of the lions saw the man falling in and immediately attacked him, just like went after him right away.
This is going to be good.
Another lion.
This is going to be good.
Another lion joined in the attack. Rescue teams were not able to get to the man until the lions left him alone. Of course, he died from his injuries. The lions involved in the attack are Asiatic lions. They are critically endangered, and only about 500 of them exist in the wild.
They said he looked as if he'd been mauled by lions.
Yeah. Hey, a kid named Ace Davis is a fifth grader in Lexington, Kentucky, and he recently won his school's science fair.
Wow.
What he did is tackle a controversial subject, which is Tom Brady a cheater?
Did you see his presentation? Yeah. His presentation was awesome.
He won the entire science fair. It was on a trifold poster board.
And what did he conclude?
He had ironclad evidence that Tom Brady is indeed a cheater. Then his dad, Christopher, went on Facebook with the caption, hater level 100. And it caught the attention of a Bills fan who interviewed Ace to get some insight into his scientific process. Turns out Ace, who plays QB himself, really doesn't like Brady, and he's not shy about it. He said, because I hate Tom Brady, he's been accused of cheating before, and I want him to be caught. Ace doesn't stop at Brady, accusing Julian Edelman of taking steroids and Rob Gronkowski of pushing people around. He wrote in his conclusion, the Patriots were found guilty of doctoring footballs, thus losing $1 million in future draft picks. Tom Brady is indeed a cheater. But what does the little guy think is going to happen on Super Bowl Sunday? He said, Julian Edelman pushes everyone around. Gronkowski gets shut down. Gurley runs for two touchdowns. Brady plays terrible. Three interceptions. Rams win 30-14.
Damn.
And as far as the state science fair, where Ace has progressed after winning his elementary school, he said, I'm going to win that, too.
All right. So where is he from? Did you indicate?
Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, it's not that he's... He's not like
a Jets fan. Right.
Just has issues.
Yep. An American missionary has been accused of exposing an isolated indigenous tribe in Brazil to potentially fatal diseases. A guy named Steve Campbell.
This is a wild story.
A missionary linked to a Baptist church in Maine is being investigated by officials from FUNAI, the Brazilian government's indigenous affairs department, amid reports that he could be tried for genocide.
The charge is genocide because he's introduced disease into this remote tribe that just does not have exposure to the outside world.
Yeah, and I guess this tribe is considered its own race of sorts and therefore genocide.
And that's been the issue. You can't, you know, they don't, it's illegal to go near them.
They want to be left alone.
Yeah.
He allegedly entered an area occupied by the Hai Marima tribe last month while carrying out a missionary work with natives from a neighboring tribe. The latest comes just 2 months after another story. Remember this guy, John Chu, Chow, who was killed on North Sentinel Island, where native people have lived for 30,000 years. The High Marima is one of few dozen isolated communities in Brazil that have had almost no contact with the outside world. Natives there have previously rejected attempts at contact. It's unclear what penalties Campbell may face, with federal prosecutors or police officials yet to be notified of his actions.
These tribes just want to be left alone to work on their space programs.
In letters to his family members, he asked loved ones not to blame the natives if I am killed. This is John Chow, the guy who was killed. So, responding to reports of Campbell's arrest, Stephen Corey, the director of Survival International, said fundamentalist Christian Americans must be stopped from this primitive urge to contact previously uncontacted tribes. He said it may lead to the martyrdom they seek, but always ends up killing tribes people. So they're serious about it.
Did you ever see Green Inferno?
I did not. No.
There's every reason why you don't want to go.
Yeah, right?
Press, just watch the first, half hour?
First half hour.
Yeah, it looks pretty nasty. Yeah. All right, and then we'll do this last story. The Browns, NFL football team, Cleveland Browns. Their marketing executives wanted employees to see how fans were engaging with the Browns on social media. So they projected the Browns feed onto a giant wall at their facility. So it was like broadcasting talk radio over the entire building.
Whoops.
And one day in particular, it was worse than that. So one of the marketing staffers entered in a search for the hashtag DP for dog pound.
Yeah.
Kathy, do you have any idea what DP stands for in the world of pornography?
Double.
Right.
Double penetration.
Yeah. Got it.
Is what it stands for. The problem was the hashtag carried a few different meanings, of course, which triggered an array of porn to be broadcast onto the wall for the entire office to see for more than 20 minutes. So, yeah, the tech employee eventually killed the feed. And they got it off of there, but
they were deep. They replaced it with Assmaster.
So you heard that correctly. The Browns accidentally streamed porn inside their facility by projecting Twitter search results for DP onto a wall.
Oh, man.
For the entire office to see so that they could get an idea of what Dog Pound fans thought about the team. So
I guess that's what they think about the team.
Maybe that's what they think about the team. I don't know.
It's like in Hollywood movies when they talk about the director of photography. They always refer to it as the DP. And I'm like, oh, boy, my brain messed this up.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
All right, so I'm going to start with this story. I love this. This is out of Oregon. A rancher who has had gray wolves eat his livestock is now using the wacky, wavy, waving, inflatable, flailing arm tube man.
As a wolf repeller?
To keep the predators at bay.
No way. Wow.
I kid you not. Ted Birdseye began using the contraption on Saturday in his pasture after the pack killed another calf in the same field where the wolves had already eaten five calves and one guard
dog. Did you hear what happened, though?
No.
It was attacked by a wacky, waving wolf.
Oh, no. Yeah. They have one of those. Yeah,
wacky, waving, inflatable arm, flailing tube man. Wacky, waving, inflatable arm, flailing tube man. Wacky, waving, inflatable arm, flailing tube man.
Is it working?
So the device is the same one that's commonly seen at used car lots and is powered by a generator that blows air into the balloon so it jumps up and wiggles around in the air. He said it looks like an alien at night. He says he doesn't know whether the flailing dancer will be a long-time deterrent to the pack preying on his cattle in some remote field, but the first two nights it's proved successful.
Very cool.
And it is one of the air dancer is one of two that arrived Saturday, the day after the latest attack. And they were sent by the Defenders of Wildlife Conservation Group. So I guess maybe this is something that they've tried out and used.
To stop farmers from killing the wolves?
Yeah. No, it keeps the wolves from killing the
cattle. Right, but they don't want the farmers to start shooting the wolves and everyone. Because they had been using real dolls, but they weren't effective.
They just had those.
Yeah.
They were available.
I put Mercedes out there on a bale of hay with her legs spread.
Well, here's a story about a guy who could use a real doll. A woman delivering a pizza to a man in an apartment building called 911 because the male customer allegedly exposed himself and began spanking it while she was preparing to give him his change.
What kind of topping you want?
Christopher Lee Owens was arrested, and he has been charged with aggravated indecent exposure. According to the police, a Domino's delivery driver arrived at Owens' apartment to deliver the pizza when she noticed his arm moving up and down while she was completing the final transaction. She told police that he was fully exposed and was emphatic that it was clearly intentional. Hmm. The report said Owens was wearing plaid pajama pants with a slit in the front and a gray hoodie.
Isn't the deal that if you don't get off in 30 minutes, you get the pizza for free?
Maybe. Police said that the woman was visibly upset and told them that she began yelling at Owens when she saw what he was doing.
How pathetic.
She then called police. Upon their arrival, police said that they asked Owens about the incident, and he said his privates accidentally fell out of his pants, but he was trying to put it away. He said his,
many times.
His pajama bottoms are new, and that could have contributed to the accidental exposure.
Hey, we've all had that situation where we're at the door with new pajama bottoms and our ball sack keeps falling out.
All right. And so Owens told officers that his button was open on his pajamas and he reached down and put away whatever it was she thinks she saw. Police asked him if he had any prior indecent exposure incidents, and he said yes, he had two previous charges.
That's going to hurt his case.
I think it might. A woman in China decided to just slice up and eat an entire durian fruit after she was told that she couldn't carry the pungent fruit inside a train station.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. The
spiky fruit is widely considered hazardous to carry in public transport in many parts of the continent. When the woman tried to bring the fruit with her to a railway station, security staff barred her from entering. Left with the choice of tossing her precious durian or consuming it entirely, she decided to go with the latter. Borrowing a saw, she hacked the durian in half and proceeded to eat it. Impressively, she managed to finish the entire thing just in time to catch her train.
The thing is, and we had our famous, the durian fruit and the Sir Strawman, right? The
Sir Strawman, yeah.
Right. I can't even imagine that first point at which a human being cut that open and still pursued eating it.
Yeah.
It's such a horrific smell.
Yeah,
and I don't understand how it continues to be a favorite.
The incident was captured on video and emerged on Chinese social media immediately after.
There's a commercial airing right now where Kevin Hart is shopping in a grocery store.
Yes.
And he has some kind of fruit at the
end.
It's
a durian fruit.
Is it a durian fruit?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, so he points at the person checking him out and asks if she can double bag it. And then he says, and can you tell me what that is? I don't know what it is. And I didn't know if it was a durian
fruit. Sure enough.
It kind of looks like a blowfish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's got the spiky prongs on it. California is having issues with coyotes in some areas, and the Redwood
Wacky
City
waving tube guy.
The Redwood City Parks and Recreation Department had a bit of fun with their sign about it. I showed you guys this picture.
This is great.
The sign reads what you would expect, okay, to beware of these coyotes. But in the small text below the warning, it says, call animal control if you see dangerous coyote activity, such as coyote carrying a box marked Acme, coyote detonating explosives or TNT, coyote in possession of a giant magnet, coyote holding a sign such as detour or free bird seat, or coyote in possession of a catapult, coyote dropping an anvil from a hot air balloon. So these are the things you want you to watch.
I continue to be a huge fan of the Roadrunner Coyote.
Oh.
It's some of the funniest visual comedy you'll ever see.
Agreed.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.